Hello and welcome to Master Red, the Charizard TCG and Pokemon Podcast. I'm your host, Rafi Avakian. Today I'm coming at you with one of my favorite animes, Initial D, is Jacket of Found Mall. I don't know that much. I don't even remember which store I got it from, so it's kind of useless at the moment, but it's really, really cool. If you watch Initial D, you've heard of it. I love Initial D too. So that's that. I got my Dragonite in the back from our build. Woo! It's gonna come and make an appearance right here. This is a Dragonite from the box. And we're also gonna do the Charizard build soon. Let's not make you fall, Dragonite. That's kind of hard putting you there. Anyways, I really want to show you guys the audience. And we got the Ho-Oh right here. Flying right in front of our Detective Pikachu. Of course, we got Vegeta and Charizard flying above. And as you guys can see, we have our Master Red Game Boys on the sides to pick up and play whenever we need to. And on the right corner, we got some ginormous Pikachu V cards. Nice posters right here. And a poster from our Pokemon Go Tour. Also, got the folder's full of our Pokemon cards right here. And in front of me, what do I have? I have this gorgeous DS. It came originally in pink. I put some carbon fiber sticker on it just to make it a little more guy friendly. Then we got a sticker of Leon and Charizard right on the front. I actually showed you guys one of our episodes where I got that sticker from. And we have a game in there. Beautiful game. It's called Fire Red. Yes, Fire Red. It's fire, pretty much. Very, very fire. We'll be playing some of that today. In one of our prior episodes, I battled Misty. So if you haven't seen that yet, go check it out. The episodes are still in subscription mode. If we keep going, we'll eventually have ads, so you guys will know how it is. We'll eventually have ads, so right now it's ads free, and you subscribe to get all the videos. If eventually we're going to get ads, everybody will be able to get all the videos without having to pay $2 a month. I mean, it's kind of like a give and take, right? But on top of that, so we're going to play some of that. We're also going to open up this beautiful box right here. And what is this? So, the World Championship for TCG ended right in 2022 in London. And one of the top card decks that I played against, if you've been following, was the Water type deck. You can check it out in the prior episodes to find out what that was. I think it's something like Kyurem. And I forget the other Pokemon, but yeah. So it's basically a water type deck, and this particular trainer, and which I watched in the prior episodes, I watched the World Championship, figured out a way to take him down with weaknesses using fighting and lightning type. So right here, fighting and lightning type. All right. So it's Andrej Skubal's deck. And in the front we see Arceus V-Star, or Arceus. And we have our pin right there, London. And we're going to open it up right here. So let's read about it. He's from Czechia. So it says, what can counter Origin Form Palkia V-Star most effectively? That was a question coming into Worlds 2022, and Masters Champion Andrej Skubal's ADP deck provided the answer. Behind the offensive power of Arceus V-Star lies a Bibarel-driven draw engine complemented by multiple trainer cards chosen for their search and draw capabilities. And with the flexibility to discard, Bibarel has more room to draw. With Flying Pikachu VMAX and Path to the Peak to neutralize incoming attacks, and boss's orders to ensure no Pokemon is safe, this deck leaves opposition toothless, targeted, and trapped. So, let's go ahead. We're going to get our handy-dandy teacher's aid right here. It's going to show you guys the box a little bit better. I'm just going to be hooking this up real quick without trying to knock down any of my books. We got, yes, I do read other things besides Pokemon. And they're all in the way, which is awesome, awesome. Good setup right here. Anyway. So, it's plugged in. And now I'm hoping that we'll be able to switch to cam. Sometimes Riverside would not allow me to switch to the other camera during the thing. So, I'm hoping we'll be able to do this. If not, it says while recording, we cannot change the camera settings. So, that is very, very unfortunate. Hope they change that. So, that's going to be... Maybe we'll do a second part where we're showing it. But, yep, this is it right here. At least you guys can see it right here. Open that up. It's kind of the same thing. So, what we're going to do is we're going to get a box opening right now. I wish I could kind of just show that way. So, I'm usually not good at opening boxes. I'm just going to do a nice little crack right here through here. To the side, right, very easy. I think I actually got a scissor for the job, but whoop, open up right there. I got this from DXN Provisions in Arcadia, California. Right here, it's on First and Huntington. So, and that's the box, it's really cool. It's green box. And then we got a gym. Oh, the London gym. We got the London gym right here. All right, cool. And it just happens just to be my side. Oh, so this side is like the picture, right? You guys saw that. And then this side is the gym. Really cool. So this is good. This is something like I would like maybe put it right here somewhere, London 2022, and we could always switch it up to that. So that's cool. We have some more background stuff to add here. Cool. So that's nice. It works with our Charizard box right there. Very nice. So what else do we have? We have our sick looking box right here, and it's got our player's name on there, Andre Scooball, his very own deck. I'm gonna start actually playing again in person. I've strayed away from it for a little while, but I think I'm gonna play this deck in person. Maybe I won't be able to get, I might not be able to get championship points, but yeah. So this is basically the book of all the brackets. All the people that played, and if you need help playing the game, all the countries that participated from Argentina to Uruguay, and then all the finals bracket, who was in the finals bracket in the juniors, seniors, and masters. So our champion. Oh yeah, so Andre Scuba was the world champion. So this deck happens to be the world champion deck of 2022. So world champion Andre Scuba. World championship deck. He beat Daichi Shimada in the last round. And Daichi did really well as well. Good as well. Oh, look at this. We have our cosplay players. And my favorite cosplay one right here. We have Charizard and Leon right there. That's nice. And we have our president Pokemon right there. Currently, Pokemon Go players are a little upset because of the costs rising in Pokemon Go. I'm sorry. That's happening, kind of eventually happens with these things, with these games. More pictures from here. I wish I was. Okay, you could just do the top of the camera once. Yeah, and it's also showing them like what. Oh yeah, here is that really cool V Mewtwo V Union deck. So who played it? Let's see. Soma Yoshimura, third place in senior division with Mewtwo V Union. If you guys remember that. Mewtwo V Union. That was really cool. Long time ago, I actually played Mewtwo V Union on TCG Player online, and I was doing okay, but I ended up stopping. So this is Andre Skubal and his cards right there, and also a little bit about him. Let's read it. Andrej felt like he was at a slight disadvantage in the run-up to Worlds. He said, I didn't play NAIC, the North American International Championships, so I needed to catch up with a lot of archetypes. Although studying medicine at universities keeps him quite busy, he took advantage of the summer holidays to practice for hours of every day. As he notes, it paid off. Andrej is excited about next year's Worlds in Yokohama, especially since Japan has normally a different format than the rest of the world. He has also been a competitive chess player. So, and one interesting fact about Andrej is that Andrej's deck name ADP is a nod to the triple tag team that dominated the 2020 standard format, Arceus and Dialga and Palkia GX. Alright, here it stands for Arceus, Decidueye, and Pikachu. Wow, so he has the ADP stands for Arceus, Decidueye, and Pikachu. So those are the Triune. And this is Daichi Shimada. His deck is actually an Arceus deck with Flying Pikachu and Decidueye as well. Second place in the Masters Division. Daichi is a YouTuber who makes videos about the competitive TCG scene. Very cool. So, very nice to give him a shout out as well. Very good. It's really hard to get in first as well as second or up there, you know. So, very nice. And then we have Ryota Ishiyama, of course, and James Cox. He's won the senior division. And we also have the VGC championship as well. Perhaps I could show that on the next episode, talking about VGC, okay? What I want to do right now is we want to go ahead and open up the deck box. This is really cool. Talks about all the different players that attended the Worlds. Very nice, very nice. So we have also this. Right here we got the pin in front. Let's go ahead. We got scissors. We got hands. So all the tools we need. We go right through the middle. I don't know how it's properly done. I might just like cut myself here. Have an open wound. I don't know. Whee! That thing flew to the camera. Alright. So right here. Woo! We split it in half. Of course, it's got Arceus in the front, of course. I remember actually buying V-Star Pikachu cards, trying to figure out how to beat Palkia, and then the Worlds happened, and then somebody somewhere did, and it was the top two finalists in the Masters Division. Now that we read about them, at least. We wouldn't have known if we didn't read about him. So, check this out. Oh, it has this silver around it. It must be unplayable. And it has Worlds in back. That's really cool, though. It's a collector's item. So, and it is signed. It's signed by the players. See, I would have been able to show you with a document camera. Bam. signed by the players. Very cool. You even have a redeem card. It's 2022 World Championship items. We got that card. Now, what else? We got a nice flippy coin from Worlds. Really nice. Popping bottles. No, what's that? It's a flower. And it says 2022 with Pikachu on it. Now we gotta open up the box. The pin's falling out right over here. Are we gonna stab our initial D jacket? I'm not sure we are, but hey, we can put it right there. All right, there. Or somewhere here. Right there, right in the middle of Pikachu's arms. Ooh. You guys see that? Right in Pikachu's arms. Right there, you guys don't even see Pikachu, man. Next time. So, we got the pin in Pikachu's arms, and we're gonna get the little thing right here. Right by Char-Char. Right there. Right by Char-Char. Little background for you guys. And then, deck box. Open up. And what do we have? Opening up. Okay, so all the cards. I've never bought a World Championship deck before. And it looks like all the cards have silver around it. So if you ever play against somebody who's using these cards, you will know that they are in fact cheating, and they can't get any points with these. But very nice. I have talked before about how to get into Pokemon TCG, and what a better way to get into this and be competitive right away than to practice with a competitor or world champions deck. So that's the best way, I think. It already came with those two Arceus V-Star that I showed you guys. So let's get through the deck here. First of all, we have this. What does that say? It's a capture energy. And it has its sign as well. So if you attach this energy, you basically get a free draw. Next one. Double turbo energy. If you attack, do 20 less damage, but it accelerates energy. Next one, another double turbo energy. So we got two double turbo energies so far. Next one, we got three double turbo energies. We have four double turbo energies. We have one fighting energy. Let's see how many we have total. Two fighting energies. Looks like this is not... maybe we should have shuffled this. Three fighting energies. Let's see how many fighting energies there are. Well, no more fighting energies. One lightning energy. Two lightning energies. Three lightning energies. Four lightning energies. Four lightning energies! Right over there, yes. Then what do we have next? What do you guys think? Is it a Pikachu? It is a Switch! There's going to be lots of items in this deck, guys. Next one. Evolution Incense. Was signed. Look at the signatures. Search your deck for an evolution Pokemon. Reveal it and put it into your hand and shuffle your deck. Next one. Ultra Ball. You can use this card only if you discard two other cards from your hand. Switch your deck for a Pokemon. Reveal it and put it into your hand. Then shuffle your deck. Next one. We got another Ultra Ball. Two Ultra Balls. Next one. Three Ultra Balls. Four Ultra Balls. Let's see. Four Ultra Balls. That's right. Ultra Ball is very important. You're going to need four of these, as well as probably four Boss's Origins. I'm pretty sure there are. Then a Quick Ball. quickly grab a basic Pokemon from your deck. Next one, another quick ball. Next one, another quick ball. We're going to have four of these for sure. And one more quick ball. That's all for the quick ball. Very nice. So far, we have our energies. It looks like we did all our energies. So we have one capture energy, four double turbo energy, and three fighting energy, and four lightning energy. It's about to fall off. We have a single switch, a single evolution incense, four ultra ball, and four quick ball. All right. That's our little review, and then we're going to continue looking at all of them. All right, let's see what is next. Is it Pokemon yet? I would say it's still an item. Let's see. Yep, item is our path to the peak. It is signed right there. Really nice. Pokemon with a rule box in play have no abilities. All right, next one. Another path of peak. I'm going to judge and I'm going to say there's going to be four paths of peak to this. Let's see if we're right. Three. Four is the top limit. And four. There we go. That's all our path to the peak. The next one is... Right. This is Rayhan. I have to explain this one a little bit more. You can play this card only if any of your Pokemon were knocked out during your opponent's last turn. Attach a basic energy card from your discard pile to one of your Pokemon. If you do, search your deck for a card and put it in your hand, then shuffle your deck. Basically, if the opponent knocked out your Pokemon, then what you can do is you use Rayhan, and you can search your discard pile for an energy and attach it to one of your Pokemon, any of them. And then you can search your deck for any card and put it in your hand. Then you shuffle your deck. It's a big move. Next one. Looks like there's only one Rayhan. There's Professor's Research. You discard all your hand and draw seven cards. Let's see how many Professor's Research there might be. I'm going to think either two or three. One, that's the second Professor's Research, and yep, that's a two Professor's Research, and this is Marnie was big, and I don't know if it will still be in use. It says D there, A, B, C, D, E, F. I mean, it might still be in play, or I'm not wondering why it's not banned by now. Each player shuffles their hand and puts it on the bottom of their deck. If either player puts any cards on the bottom of their deck in this way, you draw five cards and your opponent draws four. Yep, she's got that sweet jacket on. Next one, another Marnie. I think we're going to have two to three, just like four Professor's Research. Three Marnies. So Andrej likes Marnie more than Professor. Three Marnies. Four. We have four Marnies right there. Four times to disrupt the opponent. That's going to be all for Marnie. Now, what's the next one? Boss's Orders. I'm going to say four Boss's Orders as well. Switch one of your opponent's bench Pokemon with their active Pokemon. One Boss's Orders. Two Boss's Orders. Three Boss's Orders. And four Boss's Orders. Four Boss's Orders. Really nice. I'm thinking right now, guys, I'm making a very... So, what you want to do is now, if you're going to do a deck build, you really want to use the similar items like this that do similar things. There are going to be new ones now. You find new ones that do similar things and find out the number of cards, number of energies he's using, type of energies he's using, and number of Pokemon, and then just make copy paste, make your own version of it. That's what we do. Alright, next one. Looks like the Pokemon are in back. We have this is a phenomenal card, a Crobat V. I love it. Dark Assets, when you play this Pokemon from your hand onto your bench, in your turn, you may draw cards until you have 6 cards in your hand. You can't use more than one dark asset ability each turn. And Crobat even has an attack. I've actually used the Crobat's attack in my own decks. Your opponent's active Pokemon is now poisoned. I've tried to use poison. Let's just see how many Crobat Vs there are. Just one, looks like. And Pumpkaboo, I've never used it. I will give you guys the ability. Pumpkin Pit, when you play this Pokemon from your hand onto your bench during your turn, you may discard a stadium in play. So, he basically has 4 stadiums and he has Pokemon that take away the opponent's stadium. So, let's see how many Pumpkaboo he has. Pumpkaboo seems to be a really important defensive move. Nope. Oh, and he has a Crobat V and a Luminion in the same deck. Right here. Luminion. Luminous Sign. When you play this Pokemon from your hand onto your bench during your turn, you may search your deck for a supporter card, reveal it, and put it into your hand. Then shuffle your deck. For 3 energy, 1 aqua, and 2 colorless. That's 120 damage. Shuffle this Pokemon and all attached cards into your deck. Okay. So, probably gonna have just one Luminion in play. Next one. We got Bidoof, our friendly meme Pokemon, and his owner just right there. Roll out for 30 damage. Let's see how many Bidoof we have. I think we have 3 or 4. We have our second Bidoof. Oh, we're going to have 2 Bidoofs only. Okay. Looks like we're going to have 2 Bibarel as well. So Bibarel is the next one. Evolution of Bidoof. Industrious Incisors. Once during your turn, you may draw cards until you have 5 cards into your hand. Tail Smash with 3 colorless. 100 damage. Flip a coin if Tails' attack does nothing. Alright. Looks like there's going to be 2 Bibarel, for example. Alright. Got the other Bibarel right there. Okay. So, those are our supported Pokemon. Let me review which supported Pokemon he used. After we got the 4 Marnies, 4 Bosses Orders, 2 Professors Research, 1 Rayhan, 4 Cathar Peak, and then the rest of them, what I showed you guys earlier, the ball. So we got 2 Bibarel, and the same amount of Bidoof. We got Luminion V to grab cards. We got Pumpkaboo to take away the opponent's stadium. And we got Crobat V to grab more cards as well. So those are our supporters. Bibarel, Bidoof, Crobat V, Luminion V to help get more cards. Because we have a lot of items in here, and without these Pokemon, you're not going to get them, and you might not even get Pokemon that attack. So, this little list right here. Next one. Oh, we got our first attacker, our Decidueye V. Look at that over there. That's a really cool card he's kicking. I actually like the way these cards look more than the original because these are more colorful. You can see kind of the details of what's going on. Mountain Hunt for 1 fighting energy. Search your deck for up to 2 cards and put them into your hand. Then shuffle your deck. Wow, so even Decidueye V, who could be an attacker, is also doubles as a supporter. He could draw more cards. And then 1 fighting and 2 colorless. Close quarters shooting for 100 damage. This attack's damage isn't affected by any effects on your opponent's active Pokemon. So, this is why V is very good attacker as well. In case your opponent has a way of defending against moves. Alright, 220 HP. Next one. We have a second Hisuian Decidueye. Next, we have a Hisuian Decidueye V-Star. Very nice. Alright, so Somersault Feathers did 160 plus damage. One, fighting energy, two colorless. You may discard up to 3 energy cards from your hand. This attack does 30 more damage for each card you discarded in this way. And then you could get Raihan to get energy back, so that's really good. No more damage. So 3 energy plus 160. So 30, 60, 90 plus 160. You get the gist. It's going to be about 250 damage. If you're discarding energy, that's a lot of damage. And then Star of Fortune is the ability. During your turn, you may draw cards until you have 8 cards in your hand. Okay. Very nice. So you also have some drawing feathers. Powers. We have a second Decidueye V-Star. Then we have one of my favorite Pikachu cards of all time. And you guys will know that I tried to build a deck with Flying Pikachu earlier. Right here. Balloon Pikachu. I think inspiration comes from Pokemon Snap. Pokemon Go got inspiration from that. Had a Balloon Pikachu in Pokemon Go. And then we got a Pokemon card. Thunder Shock. Flip a coin of heads. Your opponent's active Pokemon is now paralyzed for 20 damage. And Fly for 3 colorless. 120 damage. Flip a coin if tails. This attack does nothing if heads. During your opponent's next turn, prevent all damage from the effects of attacks done to this Pokemon. So either you're being defensive or you're attacking. Depends on the coin. So I'm going to guess, based on the number of Decidueye, that there's going to be 2 Flying Pikachu Vs and 2 Flying Pikachu VMAX. Sure enough, we have a second Flying Pikachu. Oh! We have a third Flying Pikachu. It looks like Flying Pikachu is going to be the main one right here for the attacking. And I believe it's because of the water typing that was used in Worlds. So let's see. Flying Pikachu VMAX right here. He's bigger than an airplane. 3 energies. 1 lightning. 2 colors. Max Balloon. During your opponent's next turn, prevent all damage done to this Pokemon by attacks from basic Pokemon. It's not even a flip of a coin. You're also attacking, so 160 damage. 0 retreat cost. Phenomenal. I actually tried to combine Charizard and Flying Pikachu VMAX. Next, we have a few more cards. This much. What do you guys think they are? Let's see. I saw them. We have a second Flying Pikachu VMAX. Looks like we're going to have 3. I'm sure we're going to have 3. There's a chance we might just have 2. Yeah, we just have 2 Flying Pikachu VMAX. But 3 Flying Pikachu V. The next one is Arceus V or Arceus V. I like to say Arc because of the words Archangel. So that one kind of makes sense to me. It's a godly Pokemon. Trinity Charge. Godly Pokemon. How obvious is that? 2 colorless energy. Search your deck for up to 3 basic energy cards and attach them to your Pokemon V in any way you like. Then shuffle your deck. 3 basic energy cards and attach them to your Pokemon V in any way you like. Then 3 colorless energy. Power Edge does 130 damage. Really nice to get energies to that Pokemon, to the Pikachu VMAX, or itself. Then we're going to go ahead and go with the next one. We got another Arceus V. I'm going to guess there are 2. We have a third Arceus V. I was wrong. I actually have the super nice Arceus V one where he's like flying. Then we have a fourth Arceus V. He's the main. Then we have the 3 Arceus V stars right here. What does Arceus V-Star do, you might ask? It does Trinity Nova. 3 colorless, 200 damage. Switch your deck for up to 3 basic energy cards and attach them to your Pokemon V in any way you like. Then shuffle your deck. 200 damage. Ability, Starburst. During your turn, you may search your deck for up to 2 cards and put them into your hand. Then shuffle your deck. That one's probably the best one with the abilities as well. I mean, Decidueye can really help because it gives you more draw in case you really need it. So, this is a very carefully curated deck. Every Pokemon does something. And I'm curious as to, like, does he pick Pokemon that he likes, or does he pick Pokemon that are really good? And it looks like it's kind of like a combination. It's a combination. Pikachu just happened to have a really good fly attack. And then, you know, Decidueye is a basic starter. Bibarel is a total meme. It's been really good in TCG. Nobody's favorite until it showed up on Pokemon Snap, probably. And I think he's V-Star as a Pokemon God. So what kind of Pokemon do you use? Well, Ash's starter. It's 2 starters. Pikachu and Decidueye Evolution. Right? But no 3-stage cards. Just 2-stage cards. Only 2-stage cards. So think about that. Yeah. 2-stage cards have taken over. I think it's 1-stage evolution cards. Yeah, they've taken over. So that is the entire deck right there. We're gonna put these carefully in the box. We're gonna put them carefully in the box. Right there where it belongs. I actually want to practice with this. So hopefully we'll get some friends to do that with. And we got the item code card. I will not be giving this away. Sadly. Someday maybe. If I decide to do giveaways. But yeah, I decided to keep the podcast just the show. We had our Facebook. I'm working with somebody to develop more social media, but it's our Facebook and our store. Please go ahead and like, subscribe, share Master Red Charizard TCG Pokemon Podcast with anybody that likes Pokemon, because we play all the games, go through all of it. So we just went through London's 2022 World Championship deck right over here. I want to make a second episode with Fire Red. Alright, we'll be playing through a specific section. We're being blocked off by Snorlax. How do we get around it? It's called the Pokéflute. I'll show you guys how to find it. Alright guys, thank you so much. This is Master Red, and I'm out. If you want a code card, actually, I'll give 5 code cards. Mark my words, I'll give 5 code cards. All you have to do is this. You email me. Alright? Email Master Red. I'm going to show you guys how to spell it. Okay? I want to get the exact spelling for you guys. Go ahead. Email to Master Red Pokemon Podcast at gmail.com. This is how to spell it. Master, M-A-S-T-E-R, Red, R-E-D, Pokemon, P-O-K-E-M-O-N, Podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, at gmail.com. Again, it's
Master Red Pokemon Podcast at gmail.com. Yeah, please go ahead and send me an email, and I will say, send me an email, say 5 quote cards, please, and I will be happy to send you 5 quote cards to start on your Pokemon TCG journey. Again, the box I got was from DXN. It's a card store. Find a card store near you. A lot of Pokemon players, a lot of Digimon, a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh, Dragon Ball Z, what have you. You can go and play your card games. You can also play your video games there and battle competitively. And you play your Pokemon Go. Thank you so much, team. Please, again, like and subscribe to the channel. Just a couple dollars a month will get you access to all of the Master Red, Charizard TCG, and Pokemon podcast show. I'm Rafi Avakian, the host, and I'm out.